Test, test. Test.
Shoot.
Test, test. This is a test. We're recording of Henry Rutten, Frank Molloy, and what's the other Molloy's name from Tipton? The Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Moultrie. Test, test. Friday, September 17th, 1999. Maurice Summers, field worker for the South Georgia Folklife Project.
Joe's sitting down. He has padded his left foot so much that they had to remove part of it at the ankle. But he still plays a real fine guitar as well as bass. And Brother Frank here plays guitar, mandolin, and he also plays some fiddle, and he has helped me with a few of the old time tunes. And so I feel kind of honored that you two old guys
here to help tonight. Glad to be here.
As Laurie mentioned earlier, she wanted me to play some of the old-time traditional tunes that's been handed down through the generations. Here's one that dates back into the Civil War, one called Soldier's Joy. And some of the old-time fiddle players play it and call it Payday in the Army. So, ready to key of D, we're going to play some Soldier's Joy. Something like that. There are several tunes about mules, woe mule woe, bucking mule. One of my favorites is one called a flop-eared mule. So ever since this farmer had to have been plowing in the field and got aggravated with this mule, and he might have called him some undesirable names, he probably did. But let me play you for the next tune, one called the flop-eared mule. She was putting together a package of music, folk stories, and folk art, maybe, in this part of the country. And she wanted me to maybe play her a fiddle tune that I knew for certain that was maybe written or developed in this part of the country. Years ago, I met one or two old fiddle players when I was a real small boy in Tifton. One of those old men played a fiddle tune called the Albany Reel. Very lovely little tune. I played this for Laurie, and she has liked it real well, and she mentions this quite often. And Frank is going to write the notes out on this music, and we're going to get it to Laurie. Maybe her and some of her students over at Valdosta State can learn to play this tune. I believe the old gentleman in and around Tipton might have been the original composer of this tune, the Albany Reel. I have never known anybody else out of South Georgia. Years later, I ran into an older man that had met and played some with this first gentleman over in Nashville, Georgia, that played the same tune. Those are the only two, other than my dad, he was about the same age as the older man from Nashville, Georgia. Those three men are the only people that I ever recall hearing play this tune, one called the Albany Reel. So if you others are in the QC, he'll try to play a little bit of the Albany Reel. Thank you. real as I remember these three older gentlemen playing it. Lori mentioned earlier an uncle of mine, Robert Rutland, or Bob Rutland, his show name was Georgia Slim. In his heyday, he worked around the Opry in the early 40s. Western swing and dance hall, Bob Wills type music began to become very popular right after the World War II era of 45 and 46. He made his way to Dallas, Texas, and ran a nightclub there for 8 or 10 years, and eventually sold out and moved back to Valdosta, Georgia. And in the early 60s, I would try to spend maybe one afternoon a week with Uncle Bob. He played a lot of hoedowns, played a lot of waltzes. I don't know where he learned many of the tunes that he played. I assume he got them from local fiddle players in the Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico, that central part of the southern United States out there. He played a pretty waltz that stayed with me all down through the years, a very simple waltz that had only two major chords. I understand that at one time it may have had some literature written, maybe originated in Germany. He played it for me on several occasions. It's called the West Failure Waltz. Just to make it a little more interesting, start out in key of G, and along about halfway, I modulate to another chord of C, just to give it a little flavor. And I hope you enjoy my version of the old waltz tune, Westphalia Waltz. About one or two. two more. Like I say, I don't know where any of these older tunes got their titles and name. Here's one that I have been playing several years. This one will be in key of A.
Okay.
Name of it is Up Jump the Devil.
Yeah.
And heard several stories. Pardon?
Oh, no.
Hold on just a minute. There's been several stories told about the fiddle players and all that. Somewhere along towards the end of the tune, the devil grabs a hold of the fiddle player and he just runs wild with it. So we all kind of be prepared for this. Here we go. Up jumps the devil. Piano players have played it. I want to play you a little bit of the old tune, Down Yonder.
Yeah.
And this will be our final number. If you will, I'd like to soup it up just a little bit in the middle of it, add a little flavor to it, and then I'll wind up with the true melody of you. So we'll go through it about four times. Here we go, Down Yonder.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, shoot. No Tennessee Waltz?
Pardon?
Tennessee Waltz.
No Tennessee Waltz?
Tennessee Waltz. I think maybe we can get through just a little bit. Tennessee Waltz. I don't remember all the words. I'm a terrible singer, so I'll just play. These tunes and memories in their head, and when you asked me that, I had to think a few minutes as that melody come back to me, but I think I can get through the old gospel song, Amazing Grace. I believe, let's try that key of G. I believe I can in there.
Perspective of the county engineer, doesn't it?
Thank you so much. It's been a very wonderful audience. I'd like to thank Laurie for inviting us here.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to playing some more for you sometime down the road. If you have any problem with these county roads, please wait till after 8 o'clock Monday morning.